Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, that was the beginning of our introduction for our website.
But let's
go, Scarlett. That was trying to play. So that's fine. Scarlett.
It wouldn't do it on Wednesday, but it decided to catch up and do it today.
That's fine. But I want to tell you, let me just do this. Since we did it that way, let's do it this way. Well, that was the beginning of, see, we have a website, for those that don't know, it's called thetruthisthetruth.net, and it was launched Wednesday, and that was the beginning of the introduction. That was fine, and we'll get into that in a minute, but let's start this the way I want to do it, so, and then we'll get back into it, so let's do this right. Into the show and introduce anything, let's do a little poll. We'll get going for this show, and maybe we'll get the results on Wednesday's show or maybe next Sunday's show. Anyway, let's do it this way. Who wants the other intro to be in there? Or do you want John Adams to continue? But anyway, that's the poll. You let us know, and we'll tell the people what the results are in the next show of the week or the Sunday after. But anyway, let me go, and again, this is The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network, introducing The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show with your host, Joe Goner, and our co-host, Scarlett Butler. We got a lot going on. The radio show is doing great, and we got that website that's really, as you heard, a little bit of introduction of the website that we did was planned on last Wednesday, and didn't work then, but it worked today for whatever reason. So we're going to do a little survey on that. But the bottom line is the website is doing great. We have tremendous results in it. People are calling in. In fact, we have a caller now on there, but we'll get to it in a little while. We got a potential guest coming on in the next few weeks. From people coming to the site and asking to come on the show. We got a tremendous amount of people subscribing to it, and it's been success on the 3 days so far since we started. So Wednesday, we'd like to thank all those that came on and visited the website. It's truthisthetruth.net, and that's a big thing. Scarlett, how are you doing?
I'm great. Great Sunday.
Yeah.
I had an awesome day.
Yes,
I was busy, yeah. And I'm designing a website and creating several magazines and books for different clients. So it was a good day. And you know what was great about today? The phone didn't ring. I love Sundays. It's quiet.
Well, tomorrow starts the work week, and it's going to be busy then. But anyway, we do have a caller on already. Yes. Let me get to the caller. Hello, caller. 954 area code. Hello.
Hey,
hello, 954. Go ahead. Hello.
Oh, that's me. Oh, okay. Hey, Joe.
How you doing?
Good, good. I finally made it in. Hey, I haven't followed you as much as I wanted to, but I got to tell you, I follow the X-22 report every day. And
okay.
So I'm abreast of, like, you know, right in the center of what's going on. And as I'm driving, I listen to the podcast. I listen to, you know, Dave, and I listen to Derek Johnson, and, you know, And I also listen to James Red Pills America.
Okay.
So I listen to a lot of those. But I see what the Durham Report really got me was that I realized that the Durham Report is not for us. We've known for a number of years who, of course, us who've done deep dives. It's to wake up the normies out there. It's to wake up those that so they can see what's going on and get on the page. And of course, there's not going to be. It's to show everybody that the three-letter agencies and the mainstream media and Hollywood is that they're all corrupt. So they can see the corruption. The military is the only way forward. And I've known that ever since this happened. So and I realize it's never been about a four-year election. Is that really it's about taking down the deep state. And we got one chance to get this right. So, and I know military code 11.3 is in play at the very top. If a rogue or illegitimate government should ever get into power, at that point, the military takes over. And that's the reason why Trump didn't go in when Biden, the criminal puppet, was installed by the deep state. He didn't go in because it would have looked wrong. The optics would not have been right. However, right. Now that everybody's awake, they can see this total shit show of 12 to 15 million illegals to date coming through and Chinese regulars coming over here, and they're coming over with wads of cash, and people, they're coming in from Iraq and Syria.
Yeah, they just caught a bunch of Chinese nationals at the border yesterday, I think.
Yes, they did. Juan O'Savin's been pointing that out and everything. He was talking about it. So, I just real fast that what I feel like is because of everything that's coming to a head is I believe the false flag event is going to be World War III. That's not going to happen. It's going to be a false. But I believe that Trump's going to be back. I believe. I hate to give time, but I feel that I sense from everything I've been gathering, he's going to be back around July or August publicly. I think there's going to be military tribunals for the whole world to see. That's my personal from
well,
what I can
it's
see.
You're pretty much head on. Things happening this week with stuff being exposed. Comey and his committee and stuff, and Ray coming in with had no choice but to hand over the 1023 tomorrow, and Biden and the Biden-Cramp family rush should be in the next 2 or 3 days after that, and along with others. And you know, they got him dead to rights. They got the Biden crime family dead to rights. Even the FBI, who tried to cover it up, knew back when Biden was VP that he was a criminal, totally. And they hid
Cash Patel's been putting all that stuff out. He's the one who was the mastermind, along with his team, of finding all that out.
Yeah. Well, they got for $5 million, but they, according to Comer, it could go as and others, could go as high as $30 to $35 million in money to the play in a pay for play scheme with foreign entities not friendly to the U.S. to change. It was the money changed to change policies, and China's one of them. But there was a lot more than just China and Burisma and Ukraine. And in fact, the fight in the war. In fact, what's going on in Ukraine was to try and cover up the corruption in Biden's and the Democrats.
That's the head of their. That is the head of the snake. That is their money laundering operation. You know, they're all laundering money through Ukraine. And I told friends of mine that were Trump supporters this when it first happened, and some of them were like, "Oh, conspiracy theory." I says, "No, it's not." I said, "It's the head of the snake." It's where, as I said, even Newsmax isn't pointing this out, and the reason why is because it has to be done this way for optics reasons. I said, yes, yeah. Putin is ex-KGB. However, in this instance, he's acting as a white hat, and he is a nationalist, just like Trump is. He's putting his country back on the gold standard. I said, he's cleaning out the bio labs and the child sex trafficking that's been taking place with the whole Biden crime family that they've been running out of Ukraine. And he's and getting rid
Ukraine.
Of all the most...
You know, I want to tell you, the human trafficking is a big thing in this country right now, going through Mexico
yes,
and elsewhere. But it's big here in all 50 states, but it's big here in Florida, too.
It's interesting. Did you know about that movie that's coming out real quickly called Sound of Freedom with Jim Caviezel?
Yes.
It's based,
yes.
Right. I seen that, and I've been wanting to get taken. But, yes, it is big here in Florida. And part of the reason why is because this is such a major tourist destination. So this could be an easy – this would be a place. Plus, how do you move things across the world, air, land, and sea? We have two of the largest ports in all of the United States, and we're a peninsula. So it makes sense that trafficking would be big here.
And rename that, name the movie again?
Sound of Freedom with Jim Caviezel.
Right, and Jim Caviezel.
It's
going to be in theaters.
Yes, it is. It's going to be in theaters. It's based on a true story about a guy who was a CIA agent. Who was and because of bureaucracy, they were tying his hands and wouldn't let him move forward. And he was like, screw that. And he went out on his own, and he went around rescuing children around the world, dedicated his life to it.
Right. In fact, we have to, that's one of the couple places that we have been invited for tickets to go to see. But because I'm trying to get James Cavell to come on the radio show somewhere near the future to talk about that. But human trafficking is very big, and it's happening all over, including here in Broward County in Florida, too.
Absolutely. And one of the places they've been doing it too, is Disneyland.
Right. Disneyland in Orlando, but it's very prominent
community. Yeah, but they Disney World, they've been doing it through there. There's a major child sex trafficking rape that's tied into Disney World.
Yeah. It's very important on that. I think that I have a survey here. let's see. They have, this is a list, by the way, this is done, I'm not sure you've seen it enough. This is through Telegram, but they're talking because this month's supposed to be Pride Month. They give a whole month for people that are pedophiles and predators and sexual deviants, and they only give one day for the military and Memorial Day. So that's an insult to all our veterans. But not to be proud of, 58% of all homosexuals have problems with intestinal worms. Not to be proud of, 1 in 15 homosexuals are predators. In fact, that's how they indoctrinate your kids to be something. Not to be proud of, 33% of homosexuals have problems with alcohol. It's a lot more than that, actually. The chemical change your body gives you helps you get addicted to alcohol or drugs or both. Nothing to be proud of. An average gay man has up to 80 sexual partners per year, an average of a total of over 1,000 over a lifetime. On average, a straight man has 8 sexual partners in his lifetime. Nothing to be proud of. A perfect correlation between childhood rape and homosexual behavior. 47% of gays admit to having been raped by an adult man during their childhood or adolescence. 99.9% of all lesbians have been raped by their fathers or by some man. Because then they're scared because they're so scared of being hurt that they refer to a safety net, which is the woman. And that's what that is. But therapy could get stop that. Homosexuals represent 2% of the world's population, but they represent 33% of the pedophile rapists. This is all part of human trafficking.
I wanted to say, Joe, as you were saying, there's another guy out there who's a multimillionaire. God bless him, Tim Tebow. The Tim Tebow Foundation. He's put millions of dollars of his own money into fighting. Human trafficking around the world. So there's another guy on the front lines as well.
Now a little story about Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is Florida Gator quarterback. To put the Gators to became the champions a couple times. NCAA. Tim Tebow also played for a number of pro football teams, including the Jets at one time. He's famous for taking the knee to play to pray for God not to go against the flag. Tim Tebow is a pro-life minister, so to speak. Is also a friend of ours too, Bernie.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, remember Bernie's daughter went to school with Tim Tebow, and let's go back in the day when we worked together. Remember?
Wow! Yeah.
And Bernie, wow. I don't know about you, but Bernie, so I gotta give a little kudos to Bernie.
Oh, I didn't know. You mean Bernie is Intel? I didn't know that he worked with Tim Tebow, huh?
Yeah, Bernie's daughter went to school with Tim Tebow. They became friends.
Wow.
When she went to the Gators, up in the university up there in Gainesville, so that's a big thing there. And one thing I always want to mention, Brian, the fact that he's the only guy I know personally that got a hole in one in golf.
I've gotten a hole in one too. I'm an avid golfer. I got one on a par 3. Yep, I got a hole in one.
Okay. Well, now I know two people personally. But the thing is, Tim Tebow is one of the people I'm a hero of. He's somebody that is really, really good. And there's a few others out there, and we need more people like that. Organizations, there's a lot of pro-life organizations, a lot of family organizations oriented, and there's a lot of things going on right now from Tony Perkins and the Family Research Council is very big in what's going on to try and protect our kids from indoctrination, recruitment, and a focus on the family is another one.
ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow. He's been out there for decades. Well, I'm more on the literary, on the legal side, but he's been going right up against them.
Yeah, Alliance Defending Freedom is another one, and they have 4,600 attorneys doing it, and they have, they're doing 200 cases, including four in the Supreme Court right now. So they're busy, and they don't take money from the government. They survive on people literally donating to them and getting them going that way. So if somebody calls from Alliance Defending Freedom, donate, because they don't receive any government grants or anything. They just do, and they also only take cases when they have the money to complete the case. They don't put people in the red. You know what I mean? So that's a good thing there. So there is a lot of good organizations.
The guys from the Reawaken tour that are out there, and they're on the front lines. And Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighter. He's on the front lines.
Right, and don't forget the Abby Johnson and Unplanned and other things in that nature. So it's out there.
Turning
and
Point,
a lot of people.
All the young people at Turning Point USA.
Turning Point USA, the Charlie Kirk, and Charlie Kirk and his people have been attacked by the left. What's going on. Riley Grimes, to protect her from what was going on there. There was $125,000 settlement on a case involving a school.
Girl. She's standing up. She's standing up for women's sports. It's awesome.
Yes, and we got to protect this. Women should be competing with women, not men dress up as women. It's an insult.
Exactly.
So, and that's a big thing right there. So, very interesting what's going on. But we have to stand up and be counted.
Yes, we do. So, and one of the things, I see what's going on is, I believe with the deep state, their next move is it's already been anticipated. Trump's been tweeting about other things, is that they're going to, Because the Hunter Biden laptop, everybody can see it now. Now everyone knows, even all the normies, everybody's awake. They're realizing the pay for play all around the world that the Biden crime family is involved in, and I believe what they're going to do is the deep state, because they have to use the 25th Amendment on Biden. And what I think is going to happen is that Joe Biden is going to wind up pardoning his son before they use the 25th Amendment on it, and then the deep state's going to try to sneak one in. I believe they're going to try to bring Michelle Obama in. I think that's their next move, and Trump's well ahead of all of this. So I think that what's happening is with this whole thing with DeSantis and everything is that all the deep state players are going to be, a lot of them are going to come behind
him. They cannot.
But Trump's going to know where they're all at, because they're going to be all in one place. And I think the sting operation is getting ready to happen.
Michelle Obama don't have a prayer. Because Congress.
No, she doesn't.
Controls.
But I think they're going to try to bring her in. I think they're going to try to.
How
maybe,
are they going
to
bring her in?
Well, it's possible what the deep state's going to do. I'll tell you how. They use the 25th Amendment on Joe Biden, which I think they're going to do because the optics are so bad for them.
Kamala's going to jail. She will be indicted. She is a traitor.
Absolutely, she'll be indicted. So I think that's their next move, is they're going to try to bring her in somehow.
How?
The question is, how? Because the next move Kamala is Kevin McCarthy.
It's Kevin McCarthy, which he's coming out, because Marjorie Taylor Greene's going in, because Kevin's a moron. That guy got to go.
Yeah, they got to set him aside. There's a vote this week of setting him aside as speaker, because as per agreement.
Yeah. But I think military code 11.3 is going to happen before the summer is up, is that we're going to see they're going to use the EBS emergency broadcasting system.
Well, they're testing
at
all crazy hours. You know, they tested the crazy. They were testing
the
emergency broadcasting.
What, do martial law? I'm going to tell you something. Let them try do martial law, okay? You will see what happens.
Well, American people
are ready. What it is right now is because of everything that's converging at once. I mean, everybody now, even the people that were asleep, can now see the corruption. It's obvious. You know, all the pay-for-play and Hunter Biden's laptop. And the last thing is when they see where that's going to unite everybody, is going to bring the normies to rest.
Campy, who would bring the 25th Amendment in? Only Congress.
I believe the deep state is they're going to use it against Joe Biden because the optics are so bad.
They don't control Congress.
No, deep state is talking about the House of Rep. But they're not going to do it. What they're going to do is force Biden to resign. Even Craig Kelly this afternoon said the same thing. He doesn't believe that Biden will be there in the next few weeks or months. I think the fall at the Air Force Academy.
So is Hunter Biden. He's going to be, but they're going to try to get him on a lesser charge. Is what they're going to try to with the corrupt DOJ
and
everything.
Yeah, he's the vice president. Congress controls this. There is no way deep state can circumvent Congress. There's no way.
No, what Scarlett's doing.
No, I'm not saying they can circumvent, but they do have their players in place.
In Congress.
They can play Monopoly all they want. They cannot circumvent Congress. Okay? There's a protocol that is in play here.
No, they can't. Biden, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to use the rhinos. I know that that's their next move.
Yes, and they're going to try it, and it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. They don't have the vote. It ain't going to work.
No, it's not going to work.
They're going to try, and he's going to be indicted.
Because they're criminals.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But here's the thing about the truth of the matter is...
from Jekyll Island will not win this argument. Never.
What I'm trying to say is that there's so much corruption. It is coming out, and he is finally going to be indicted. But the only way to really have justice on a mass scale is the military. That's what's going to happen.
But he has Milli Vanilli. There's no way that's going to happen.
Milli Vanilli resigned. Effective as soon as they get the new guy, which Greg Kelly talked to this other person that's in the military. He's a hard-nosed Air Force guy.
Oh, is he? He's Eisenhower. We got an Eisenhower.
Well, so is General. Look at General Flynn. I mean, hey, he knows where all the bodies are buried.
They tried. So the outcome that we see here is Biden. Whatever they're going to, Biden and Kamala are going to jail.
They are.
So is Chuck Schumer, so is Mitch McConnell, and I believe Lindsey Graham. I'm telling you, it's both sides of the rainbow here that are so in depth and screwed up, and they should all be hung as traitors. That's it.
What's unique about the 1023 that's being shown tomorrow in Congress, which we'll get a piece of it during that time, because I'm sure it'll come out with that committee, is going to tie a lot of people, not just Democrats, but Republicans, that took pay-for-play in various areas, because it all tied together in this operation.
All that money they sent
it's not even
to
the crypto,
Ukraine,
it's more than that.
That was laundered and through banking to their pockets. Oh, my God.
Well, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the IMF, all these, they were involved in all this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And wait till it comes out that they were covering up for Hunter. But wait till they get to the real nasty stuff besides the pay to play. Wait till they get to about the child, the pedophilia on Epstein Island.
Every crime.
Are we actually? About the Epstein Island? We actually broke the story years ago, going back to 2010, when they had the guy Menendez from New Jersey and his situation and the connection with the Clintons and Epstein, and they even down here with Debbie Wasserman Schultz's people, all tied into Epstein Island. We broke the story with Steve Bannon and his people back in the day.
Yeah.
So,
Bill Clinton and Gates, there are a lot of people on that plane doing little babies.
I've told some of the Trump supporters like us, and they were like, well, I don't know about that. I said, I do. I said, believe me when I said that. I said they were involved in child pedophilia, and I'm not talking underage teenage girls. They were little kids.
You know what? You know what I call Biden? Biden is sniffer kid. I'm sorry. That guy just is so creepy. He goes and
he was so
ignorant, and he touches these babies, and it just makes you want to go and just to the man,
Every person that supports child molestation, anyone that supports teaching these little kids pornography and sexual stuff, even at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds, all the way up, anyone that wants that allows these sick people, drag queens, to go and do shows for little kids. These are all criminals, and all these Democrats that support they're just
it's
as guilty
all,
as the people.
And you know who is directly involved in stopping the evidence coming out? Shifty Schiff there, Pencil Neck, Adam Schiff, and Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
Those two scumbags.
Yep. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Joe Biden went down on his daughter. Okay?
He was taking showers with her. According to several people, he was into his daughter in that diary that was out there. Remember that?
In that diary,
it said that Joe Biden took showers with his daughter.
That's what I heard. And I heard she was already like in her late teens or early 20s when this was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does,
You know what? I'll go one better. It wouldn't surprise me if him and Hunter were playing it, okay?
I gotta tell you, the whole Epstein, when they were all involved in this, it came out that he's with all his pay to play and all his that he's been all these different girls over in Ukraine. They got a picture I seen on Facebook. Somebody sent me a picture on Facebook. Might have been you, Joe. I don't know, but they showed all these underage girls in Ukraine. I'm talking these girls were like 5, 6, and 7 years old, and they're giving them massages and all that.
That's part of the evidence that we were getting, and we were posting it as we were getting it.
He's got an interesting tattoo on his back. It's the Five Finger Lakes. Why does he have it? You know why? Because one of the dumbs where they're trafficking kids in the tunnels is through the Five Finger Lakes.
Who would bring onto the floor the 25th Amendment? Who would assemble that and make that happen?
I'll tell you who was talking about that, talking about the things that might happen. His name is Dave. He runs the X-22 report, and he's very on the pulse of what's going on. I think that they're going because everybody's awake now. They see the Durham report. They know they're involved in pay to play. Even people that aren't awake like us, now they're awake, and they're realizing,
and they're forcing the FBI to make a move, too, and they can't stop
Kamala,
it.
Kamala Harris is into this. She is a part of this. She is not innocent.
Well,
when the tower tumbles.
She's not innocent at all.
No, she slept her way through things. So she's part of the Epstein stuff, and she's part of the other stuff.
Yes,
and she,
she is.
And, and, she,
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She is dirty.
She's just as guilty. She's very dirty.
Yes. Very.
And
who
listen, all these international bankers that were involved in laundering money, all these different banks that were laundering money for Biden and the crime family, okay, it's coming
Bank
out.
America.
I forget the name
okay.
of the bank. I just recently heard about it.
You
Bank of America is part of it.
Let's talk about Obama. You think Obama and Hillary and Bill are not up their ears in this shit?
Oh, are you kidding me? This is what some people don't even realize about Obama is that back in as far back as 2015, that Obama weaponized the DOJ, and he was the one who planted the coronavirus in Ukraine. He took it from Ukraine and then brought it to the Wuhan lab to cover his tracks. Okay,
right.
He's directly involved.
Fauci,
of course.
Fauci.
Jim Jordan lambasted him big time. It came out that he was directly involved in gain of function research.
All these
right.
animals and criminals are free.
But do you know why? I'll tell you why. This is so every – see, Trump likes to follow the rule of law. He gave them all a chance to come clean. Now everybody can see how corrupt all the three-letter agencies, even as high as the Supreme Court, okay?
Yep.
They can all see it now because Mike Lindell took the capture packets, that's the encrypted forensic evidence, showing that 15 different countries were involved. They sold millions of votes in real time and flipped them from Trump to Biden, and they wouldn't look at the evidence.
Yeah.
Yep,
so if the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court of the land will look at the evidence. How do you get justice when all this evidence is out here already and
because
nobody's going?
Because they pussied out. Because they whimpered out and they pussied out and they passed the buck. You know, January 6th was a total bullshit and smoke and mirror and wagged off bullshit.
And I personally, I don't know my educated opinion. I think Ray Epps is a confidential informant or something or whatever.
Yeah.
How come he was the one telling them, let's go into the Capitol.
Yeah.
Mike Pence,
now there's another goof, into it. He was a part of it. He can't play stupid. He could have done it. He didn't do it. He pussied out, and now that mother's going to run for president.
Yes, he did. Well, here's something else that we're not sure about, but it's possible. I hear through the grapevine from what I hear is that it's possible that maybe that Mike Pence might be a pedophile as well. So I don't know yet.
I can't tell you about. I'm not
you
sure.
You know what? I can't prove that, but you know what? It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You know, bending them over and plugging him in, man. That guy is – that's disgusting.
Let's get back to January 6th. You know, the thing about it was is how about all of these different people that were Antifa and BLM that were dressed up like Trump supporters?
It was a total wag the dog. They were making sure that election was put through.
Listen, how about Ashley Babbitt?
They killed her in full blood.
That's right.
When Hillary lost, that's when all these plans started to come into action, you know?
Absolutely.
And they're figuring out from screwing around with Trump and then doing all this bullshit in the House and in the Senate and then doing the Wuhan. Because that was it.
Trump.
And I think he should have done it. I would have done martial law. See, that's me.
Yeah, but it wasn't the wrong
rule. I would have went to the mattress, and I would have gotten down in the trenches, because if he says to me, it's all about the American people, but goddamn it, then you get down on your knees, and you do your shit, and stop following everything. Because sometimes they play dirty, so we have to play dirtier.
I personally believe the reason why he didn't go in then, and he could have, because the military did their own independent investigation 45 days later. They knew that Trump was the rightful president, that it was stolen from him. But
right.
the fact, the reason
no.
why Trump didn't do it, the reason why he didn't, is he needed to wake everybody up. It wouldn't, the optics would not have looked right at all. Not only that, because I believe, from what I understand, is that the deep state had different dirty bombs set up. I believe that the military went looking for those dirty bombs and saved Americans from possibly millions of Americans being killed.
And you know what? It's still in play because these animals have an Agenda 21 and they don't really give a shit. So you gotta do, you just got to get into it. If you want
people
and you want the crap gun, then you really got to fight. You got to claw it. Do it and get into the play of it, because it ain't
let's be honest right now. The truth of the matter is that let's look at this thing from a war standpoint. If the deep state, if the cabal was really in control, like they want to make everybody think they are, then how is Trump able to be in that town hall on CNN? Okay, and he tore her apart. Okay, and not only that. Right, because they're not in control. They're not in control. They're really not. And the Durham report, it finally comes out. If they were really in control, it would have never come out. The cabal is not in control.
But there's
in fact, it's starting to fall apart as we go along. And
that's right.
And the thing is,
you know what? It's not happening fast enough. Things are just crumbling.
You can't be speaking yourselves with this because
evil may not be winning, but evil is hurting.
Yes, they're hurting, but you got. But if you do it wrong, it'll hurt 10 times worse. So you got to do it.
That's right.
What Trump is doing, he is doing a strategically done in a masterful way to get things
Absolutely.
Done. He knows exactly. He has a very key sense of what things going around him better
you know
than anybody
what?
I
if
ever know.
Did you know that they had, hold on, wait a second. Did you know that this was last year? I know I listened to the X-22 report. They caught a ship out in the Suez Canal, a barge. It had over 1,000 containers on it, okay? Okay, it was in the Suez Canal. Guess what they found on that barge? They found many nuclear weapons, okay, that the deep state was planning to use against us, the American people. Trump, with the military, not with just our military, the Delta Force, the special forces at the very top and all branches of our military, also Spetsnaz. Spetsnaz is the Russian special forces. They found dirty bombs on there. They had many nuclear bombs that they were going to unleash on the American people, all right? So that's the reason why Trump did it the way he did it, because he didn't want any bloodshed, and he wanted to make sure that most importantly, we were all secure and safe while the military at the very top, the Q operation that's taken place around the world, that they first of all find all these kids that are in child sex trafficking that have been trafficked with Hillary Clinton out of Haiti through the Vatican, through underneath underground tunnels in Washington, D.C., the Five Finger Lakes, out of all this stuff. Then they had to prioritize everything. Then you have to deal with all the international bankers, follow the money. So, and now we're getting to the end game when you play chess, and now all of a sudden the deep state has nowhere to go, the criminal cabal, because the hammer's getting ready to come down. They've already taken out the major players. So that's the reason why it had to happen this way.
You know, Michelle
Obama
is really, hold it. Michelle Obama is really a man. You know that, right?
Oh, I know that, of course. Absolutely. That's not Michelle, that's Michael.
We already knew that. Everybody knew that.
That's old news, of course.
Yeah. But the main thing.
And the children are not really their children. They were bought.
Adopted. Yeah.
We all know what's going on is Obama's in the basement with an earpiece and he's the one calling the shots. Okay. Then you got the guys behind Obama, the big guys like George Soros and Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari of the West.
Yeah.
All right.
The money.
Those guys are the guys
money.
Behind them.
You know, if you
but
take
you know
away
what?
The
I
money.
Tell you something. Hold on. I got to tell you something, though. I just found out recently they don't have access to their money machine anymore. I just recently found out that's right. They can't go in there anymore. They can't go to the Federal Reserve and print money up anymore. So what does that tell you? That tells you that Trump is in control, the White Hats are in control, and this is the end game. Why? Because he cut off their money supply.
I'll go one better. You got to watch Yellen. Yellen is very slick, okay? Because I do believe they're still printing money. You know, she controls it. She can do it. And they're laundering, and it's happening, okay?
Trump is working with Elon Musk on this. And as far as the Starlink system, the alternate internet system, and the quantum financial system, which is backed by digital gold.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, but we got, we got about 10 minutes left of the show.
Kathy, in the end, what do you think will happen? What is your vision?
Okay, here's personally what I think is this is what I really believe in my heart of hearts after I've listened to all these podcasts almost obsessively. Is really what I believe in the final analysis is that we have the Durham report that's coming out. We have everything that Kash Patel has, which he's put together, of course, with the Durham report and everything. And so what I really believe is that the only move the criminal cabal has left is because they're so desperate now, because everybody's waking up on a mass scale, is they're going to push this false flag event of World War III. When that happens, that's when the ABS is going to be enacted for 3 to 10 days, and the military is going to go in, and there's going to be 3 8-hour messages, not just here in the United States, around the world, because Trump is working with 209 generals around the world. So, and I believe that we're all going to see all the different pay to play and all the different deep state actors and all the people that were involved in this on a mass scale. I believe that's what's, and I believe Trump will be back publicly because he really never left office. We're gonna see the end of devolution, military code 11.3. That's what I believe, and Trump will be back. I believe publicly as president of the United States. He might even come back as the 19th president. Anyway, I'm not gonna go, but anyway, that's all I'm saying. I believe sometime by July or August.
That's interesting. Could be the timetable, but let me go with something else with that. But you're close on, because right now with China's playing tag with us in Taiwan area. They came within yards of flying with a plane, and then with a ship, in the last 24 hours in the Straits of Taiwan. You got the balloons that went over this and fine, let go, other things. You got they pay for play with China already. And you got other stuff going on, and we're not ready at all. And that's a big thing there. Campy?
Yes, it is. I believe that they're so desperate now that the last thing that they're going to pull is they're going to go for the jugglers, they're going to go for the nuclear event. And that's when is going to be the green light for the Delta Force and the Q operation to go in and take these people out.
Okay. The other thing, if you got, and you got also Russia and Ukraine firing rockets, the drones into Moscow, which, Moscow's first time Moscow's been hit since World War II, but it's happened twice already, maybe three times now. That they're actually officially getting hit by bombs from drones, So that's a big event there. And then Russia putting nukes in Belarus. Forget we used to have nukes in Poland, except that Clinton pulled them out.
That's right. So you also got Kim, you also got little Rocket Man there, Kim Jong-un, which Trump had peace with. Now all of a sudden he's starting to fire satellites and missiles again. Plus you got what's going on with Russia. Plus you got what's going on with China. So you got all these major events converging at once. So I believe we are in the final stages of the end game, and that very soon we're going to see this criminal cabal apparatus taken down.
Now, I know, and this is going to be, the next few days, weeks, and months, is going to be very, very interesting. Again, tomorrow is the meeting with Ray and Congress and the 1023 form, and that will open up all the corruption with Biden, the pay-for-play, a minimum of $5 million with foreign entities, and it could be as much as $30 million or more. And these countries that did the play for pay, he was vice president at the time, it's to do policies or change policies against our enemies in exchange for that money. And
that's
all
right,
of that.
Because they're going to bring out all the information that they tried to block and they suppressed, that also Bob Alinsky told them about all the stuff. I remember back when he was talking about all the stuff that Hunter Biden was involved in, all these different countries, Romania, Yugoslavia, all these like 9 or 10 or 11 different countries he was involved.
Guys had no idea what anything about energy or anything else making millions and millions of dollars, the same way he had no idea how to paint the picture and making $500,000 on the picture. You know, this is all corrupt.
How does a guy get on the board of directors of a Burisma, major gas and oil company out of Ukraine? Okay, I mean, I gotta laugh. You know, he has zero background in gas and oil. He can't even find a freaking gas tank, and yet he's on the board of directors of a Burisma gas and oil company in Ukraine, and gets what, $80,000 a month or whatever,
and plus 10% for the big guy,
and 10% for the big guy. Yeah.
This this whole thing is out there, and all this was out there with the laptop before the election, before 2020 election, but everybody killed it, and they really, the Post brought it out and everything, and they censored him like crazy and everything, and now Zuckerberg probably admitted the FBI put pressure on him. And Facebook to kill it, and then you have the same thing with Twitter, but Twitter had to get new owners with Musk taking over to, for all that stuff coming out, and the Tyabee files. You know, all this stuff was coming through, and the pressure that come, plus the whistleblowers of the FBI put the pressure on. Now Ray has no choice but to come clean, and because he knows he's going to prison, I think he's trying to avoid treason charges and execution. That's why he's coming clean, because treason is the death penalty. If you get found guilty
Absolutely.
Of treason, you're going to be executed. And
that's
and
right.
Everybody we mentioned is guilty of treason.
By
Obama
treason against our company, our country. And let's not forget, you know, I personally also believe encompassing what's coming out is I think that there's another ace in the hole. I think Putin is going to, through the Kremlin via Snowden or Julian Assange, is going to put out some of that other dirt on Biden.
Yeah, you know, when the cards start coming down in the art, everything else will crash into it. But it should literally destroy every single Democrat for sure, and a good portion of the RINOs. You know, and you're going to see a makeup story like George Santos to hide the fact that's going on. But they can't put even the left media or the fake news cannot hide this anymore. And that's a big thing there. And the guy from Meet the Press resigned today, so he's done.
I think the transgender situation is just a smoke and mirror to the real problem, because they want people to focus on that. Not really what's happening.
Absolutely. They do that. The deep state, the criminal cabal does that a lot. They use that for distraction. They'll bring something small so that way you're not focusing on the real issues.
Never let it, as Rom Dead Fish Emanuel used to say, never let a good drama go to waste.
You never let a crisis go to waste, right? A good crisis. That's
right.
True.
That's right. So these
you're
people
right. That's,
really
that's what they
out.
Do.
You know? My next thought is, so when Trump is returned as the rightful president of this great nation, I mean, we can't have another Sessions or Barr. Who do you think would make a great attorney general?
Probably Cash Patel. That's who I think. I mean, I'm just throwing his name in his name out there.
Cash Patel is a very good attorney. He's very good. He's somebody I would like to get on our show. He's very, very
good.
What
do you think about, Pam Bundy? No? Okay.
I'm thinking. I don't know a whole lot about her. You mean Pam Bundy, the attorney general. I didn't hear what you said. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was awesome. I remember her years ago, of course, when Obama was in there. She was, I think she'd be great. However, I personally prefer Cash Patel because his pedigree is far beyond what Pam Bondi's done.
Okay, we're running out of time, folks.
Also, let me finish. I think for a great VP pick, Kristi Noem from North Dakota.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, she's a wonderful woman. She's an
excellent choice as VP.
We got three minutes left through the COVID.
She never closed. She's a smart woman.
Real quick, I'm going to call something. I'll leave it there. I'm going to be a shot caller. I'm going to say that John F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be, when everything wraps up, Trump will be back. He's going to be President Trump's VP.
RFK Jr.
That's a joke of mindset. It's going to be Bobby, you know?
It's Robert F.
I meant to say Robert F. Kennedy Jr., John F. Kennedy's nephew. I believe he's going to be Trump's VP.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
I agree.
Anyway,
with
we got to go. We got 2 minutes left.
This is Scarlett Butler saying God bless everyone. Everyone have a great week. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll see as this drama plays out how the country will be saved and live grandeur and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness will continue. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Campy, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Scarlett, of course. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, same time, same channel. Don't forget to tune to go to the website, thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. Subscribe, be part of this. It's The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network, and the radio show, the podcast, and other stuff about to come down with other things as we go to expand the network. And again, thank you for coming on, Campy. Thank you, Scarlett. Thank you, people in the chat room. And
thank you,
all our listeners. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
Awesome. Thank you.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston,